As many know, I started this job during the prime time of COVID about 2 years ago. I was also going to school for my master's degree, so trying to juggle that full-time while working here and learning the ins and outs of the museum and getting reacquainted with the community after moving back home from Chicago was definitely kind of a culture shock again, because you had to reintroduce yourself to all of these people that you haven't seen in over 5-6 years. And just the opening arms of everyone that welcomed me was amazing. And the relationships I've built these last 2 years, I definitely think that they'll be lifetime long friendships and relationships. And my grandfather taught at RMA, as many people know, for 17 years. And in these past 2 years, I met at least 10 of his past cadets and students, ranging from classes to 1959 all the way to 1973. So just to hear those stories of how they grew up in Aledo and their time at RMA and how they truly miss it so much, and they always look forward to coming back to their hometown. That's what they call it, even though they didn't really grow up here, just besides living here for the schooling. And just the people who come in every day who are my regulars, and they enjoy working on genealogy. I will miss those friendships. And I think that we did a lot of good things for the museum this past 2 years. You know, we were able to secure some grants, and we were able to have an event selling yearbooks and really getting the community open. And, you know, that 1 year with Rhubarb Fest, we were able to have over 100 people come in at one time. So the power of social media has helped us develop a lot of relationships across the United States of people who used to live in Mercer County. And I think that's very exciting for the future of the museum.
And that's the thing I noticed about your tenure there in the 2 years. You really made a concerted effort with the digital footprint online. Yeah. Are you most proud of that when you leave?
I am most proud of that because, Jim, you know, when I started, it was only 400 people on our Facebook, and it hadn't been posted on for over 2 years. And now we're almost to 1,300 people that are following that and who look forward every week to Artifact of the Week. It's kind of a fun fact, but when I came to interview for this position, I had a presentation on my phone of Artifact of the Week. And before I even came to the interview, I made up this presentation, like a little quick thing of it on Facebook, and showed it to the board during my interview and said, look, I thought of this idea. I think it would be fun. I thought it would get people engaged. And now 2 years later, people are telling me that's what they look forward to. And I have people messaging me about those artifacts, and, you know, people who used to live in Mercer County now live in like the state of New York or Washington, but are able to connect with the museum and the history that they grew up with because of social media. And I think that's very important for future generations.
And then as far as your replacement, I know you're concerned about wanting someone that will make sure that this effort is sustained. So if someone is interested in becoming the next curator with the Esley Noble Museum and Mercer County Historical Society, what's involved there?
I don't want them to be scared off completely, like if they don't have like the best like technological skills, because that is just a small part of it. I think what will help a person be great at this position is if they just love to talk and connect with people. Customer service is the biggest part of this role. And I think just having a smiling face and acting like you care and, you know, actually caring for what is going on in the museum and trying to make a difference is what's going to put this person ahead and just be great at this role. There's obviously little office duties, like, you know, just entering stuff into the computer, light data entry, and it is a part-time position. It's up to 25 hours a week, but there's just a lot to do, and the board is very open to helping and, you know, open to new ideas. I know that every board meeting at the beginning when I first started, I was full of so many ideas, and they kind of just looked at me like, wow, where'd we find this crazy girl with all these ideas? And they were for them because they want to see change. They want to see growth and progress because they know that eventually maybe they're not going to be on the board for much longer. So they want to see growth and progress. And I just think someone who takes initiative and wants to see that change will be great for this role.
So then if somebody's interested in applying, is there like send it to an email address, yep, or how do they, yep, go ahead?
They can send it to our post office box, which is 269 Aledo, Illinois 61231, or they can email it to us at mcmuseum frontier.com. Okay. And we can get that over to the board. And we just ask that they have that into us by July 15th.